Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
You might be heading for a swim or a sea swim, as they say now. If you are, enjoy it. But here's something to chew on, because new research has revealed the alarming levels of bacteria in our bathing water with worrying side effects for swimmers. Professor Dervla Morris from the School of Medicine at the National University of Ireland, Galway, joins us now to tell us more. Professor Morris, you're very welcome to the programme. You might tell me a little bit about this study and what you found.
Thank you, Cormac, for inviting me to speak with you this evening. Yes, so what we did was we carried out a survey of some of our recreational waters around the country. And whereas under current EU bathing water quality monitoring regulations, waters are monitored for indicators of fecal contamination of water, so looked at for E. coli and enterococci. We looked at those specific organisms for a particular type of characteristics. So we looked at them at the E. coli to see whether or not it was a toxigenic form of E. coli. And that's what we're reporting here in this research today.
And looking for E. coli to see if it was a toxigenic form of E. coli, is that something new that hasn't been done before now?
So it's not routinely done as part of the monitoring programme that's carried out through every bathing water season. So the bathing water season, as you may know, started yesterday and effectively runs until the 15th of September. So during that period, all of our bathing or designated bathing waters around the country are monitored by our local authorities for the presence of total E. coli. Now, E. coli is an interesting organism. Not all E. coli are exactly the same. And some of them do have various characteristics that might be a public health concern, such as these STEC, these toxigenic form of E. coli. So no, under current monitoring programs, it's not looked for.
Are they worrying, the toxigenic form?
They can be, because again, it can cause a particularly serious infection. You don't need to ingest a huge amount of it to become ill potentially, and they can have some very serious outcomes for some individuals. So it's estimated that approximately 10% of cases of human infection with STEC every year will end up in hospital. And unfortunately, in Ireland, we have the highest incidence rate of human infection with STEC compared to other EU member states.
And how sick can you get from this toxigenic form?
So you can potentially become very sick. In some cases, for the people who end up in hospital, they can develop a syndrome called hemolytic uremic syndrome, or HUS, or HUS for short, which can potentially result in renal failure if it's not treated appropriately. So it can be very serious for some individuals.
Wow. So these blue flag beaches and bathing spots that we have up and down the country, and we're told that the water quality is excellent, are you saying that there may be this toxigenic form of E. coli even in those beaches and swimming spots?
Well, potentially. And now, we're not in any way trying to stop anybody getting into the water. In fact, interacting with our blue spaces is really, really important. And actually, we just launched a survey as part of the EPA-funded PEER project yesterday, where we want people to get involved and participate in the survey. It can be accessed at nuigalway.ie/bluespaces. And through that survey, we want to understand why people visit our blue spaces, why people interact with our blue spaces, and also why they may not be encouraged to interact with our blue spaces. And if everybody participates in that survey, it can help us understand how we can improve our blue spaces essentially for all. So we're in no way trying to prevent people getting in the water. All of our researchers that carried out this research got into the water to collect these samples and didn't become sick.
No, I know,
and
that,
it's really
I mean,
important
how
part
are
of the health and well-being.
My question is, I suppose, Dervla, how are beaches getting the blue flag status if there is this toxic form of E. coli in it?
So they're getting the blue flag status because the blue flag status is based on a number of different things, including the water quality. What we're doing in Ireland is correct, entirely correct, under current EU bathing water monitoring criteria. But our view on this is that the criteria needs to be changed. Instead of looking for the total number of E. coli present in the water, we need to look at the characteristics of that E. coli. Because again, not all E. coli are created exactly equal. If this toxigenic E. coli is present in the water, that has a more serious outcome than a benign version of the E. coli as such.
Okay.
So the regulations need to be changed.
Okay, quick question for you before we finish. Does this need to be done? So the testing you're saying needs to be changed, but you want to see testing done a lot earlier in the season as well, do you?
Yeah, so as we've seen through the pandemic and the restrictions that are in place through in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot more individuals are interacting with our blue spaces and are swimming essentially all year round. Currently, under, again, the EU criteria, waters are required to be monitored just in that period between the 1st of June and September 15th. But again, people are interacting with our blue spaces on a year-round basis, so essentially the monitoring should be continued on a year-round basis.
Okay, a texter says, my two-year-old daughter contracted E. coli and HUS and ended up on a life support machine for 2 weeks and stayed in hospital for 7 weeks. It resulted in total renal failure, needed dialysis and a transplant. Thank you to NUI Galway for this important research. I mean, you have issued a warning to people, but this is extremely serious.
Well, it is. And again, I mean, the majority of cases may not be associated with interaction with our water. But essentially, what we've started to do is generate some data to provide evidence that hopefully will feed into our policies and feed into our understanding of what role waters might be playing in the human instance of STEC infection in Ireland. And it's great to see that the EPA and their current call for research proposals have included a call for research proposals around understanding STEC in water.
Okay, well done on your research. Professor Dervla Morris from NUI Galway, thank you very much indeed.